Peruvian Metals in the news today. Peruvian Metals trades as PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF on the OTC Pinks in the States. They continue to achieve 100% throughput. Their Aguila Norte processing plant in northern Peru. Going to run through the details of the news. CEO Jeff Reeder. Jeff, appreciate you taking the time here. Kind of a broken record. You seem to be hitting that 100% mark here. I guess let's run through the latest here. How profitable were you?
Yeah, Rob, thanks. The month of November was our best month. We're at full capacity of 3,000 tons a month. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of the miners in northern Peru, and they actually realized not that our plant is producing very good recoveries for their mineral. And they're paying extra costs compared to other plants in the area. We are charging more. We're making more money this way as well, but we've got some very good suppliers to our mineral for our plant. But next year we're going to plan on reducing the third party ore, and we'll be starting to treat our own ore at Palta Dorada, which is a 50% joint venture with Real Silver. But also we're going to be able to be in the cash position to start purchasing our ore. And that's very important because, you know, we want to increase the size, the capacity of the plant, but what I want to do is increase the margins of the plant, the profitability first, before we increase the size of the plant. So that's our plans for 2022. And we've showed another positive quarter, third quarter. We're cash flow positive, and we're gonna have a very good year. For our fourth quarter is on track of having the best quarter ever. And we're gonna have a stellar year.
So yeah, building on that stellar year here, I know you're in the news here. You made an acquisition here. Why don't you run investors through how that comes into play in 2022?
Yeah. So, you know, we've acquired a new lead zinc silver property by application, and we had to go to a closed bid auction. That won't be supplying ore probably until the third quarter of next year, but early third quarter next year. We've got to set up some infrastructure in there as well. But Palta Dorada is coming along, and we should be shipping ore in the very first part of the new year. And we have, you know, I had to take care of some of our previous liabilities and paying them down because we've had some pretty patient people. So those are being paid down. Our cash position in our last financials showed that we've improved our financial position from the beginning of the year. Each quarter, as we bring our liabilities down, we actually increase in our cash position as well. So we're going to be using quite a bit of this cash to start purchasing mineral from the miners. So, you know, once we can do that, our margins will be higher. It depends on the price and the price of silver and all that type of stuff, but we will have higher margins starting next year. And you know, we're in a good financial position to start doing that right now. So, you know, we're going to take one ton of ore from the third party ore, and we'll replace it for one ton of ore of either mineral from our own property or purchase ore. My goal is to be maybe 50-50 by third quarter of next year of half third party ore and half of our own ore. That's the goal. And we can obtain that goal.
Okay, appreciate that update, and we'll look forward to keeping our eye on the wire there. That's Jeff Reeder. He's the president and CEO of Peruvian Metals. Peruvian Metals trades as PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF on the OTC Pinks in the state. Again, Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll look forward to checking back in as you have some more news to report.
Thank you, Rob.